ones, the ones that you see live.
Oh, you mean drama, musical, that kind of stuff, right?
Right. I have never done it, but I know tonight we get a chance to watch it. This is so exciting.
I know, Jaden. It's very exciting. My mom told me, though, when you watch live shows, you need to be a good audience. Like you need to turn your phone into silence.
Oh, yeah. My dad also reminds me to stay on my seat the whole time during the show. I would like to encourage all of you to stay at your seat, although I know you'll all get excited and scream when you see the talented actors and actresses.
It's okay to get excited and scream, though. I think my dad said it's okay. I saw him screaming like crazy at the concert the other night.
Now, I would like to introduce you to the Westwood Alliance Church Children Choir. Jeriel, you know what? I used to be part of this choir. I know they practice very hard. They get together every Thursday, and they put all their hearts into singing. They wish Jesus can reach people's hearts through their beautiful voice.
That sounds very cool.
Hey, what are you thinking?
I wonder what the play is about.
Let's start with an opening prayer by Pastor May. Then I will tell you more about the play, okay?
Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful evening. We have the chance to get together with the kids, with the family. And this is a blessing from you to every one of us. And I pray that tonight, all these little children on the stage will teach us a very valuable lesson about Christmas, about who is the King. And I pray that your message will come right into every single person's heart in this room. And I pray that your peace be with us, with all the family, all the kids, and all the uncles and aunties and grandma and grandpa and everybody in this room. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Jaden, can you please tell me? Please. I really want to know.
What?
Where is the King?
I don't know. How would I know?
Oh, I meant what is the musical? Where is the King about?
Oh, I see. It's a group of animals trying to find out what happened. They heard that a new king has come to the earth.
I thought Linus is the king of all animals.
Well, let's watch and find out. Ladies and gentlemen, where is the King?
Enjoy the show.
Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let her McGruff, my officer.
Yes, sir, you rang?
I have a decree. We are to tell the whole world about the amazing events that have just taken place.
Yeah!
Bah!
Officer, bring your sheep to order.
Woof, woof. First, let's go over the rules. We must empty this place of all undesirables.
Wait.
But sir, it's against the law for the pig to be here. We never invite the pig. He's dirty and smelly.
He
stinks.
Get him out of here.
He stinks.
Well, what about those camels? They're foreigners, aliens, and I heard they're complainers too. What if they spit on us?
We won't spit.
We want to stay.
Don't make us go.
Please, order.
Did you say please? Your Highness, you have never been polite before.
Everything's changed. This world will never be the same, and that's why we gotta tell everyone.
Do you think you believe us? What's so special about us animals?
We're very special. God chose some of us to be witnesses.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, let's make sure we have the facts straight. Who's from the very beginning?
Me, see? I'm Joseph's donkey. Now here's what happened. Joseph's fiance, the Virgin Mary, was carrying God's only son. She was about to have the baby any day. We were ordered to go to Bethlehem, but the road was very rough and dangerous. But I could handle it. I was the donkey for the job. Picking me was inspired. I was the king's limo.
Okay, next, camels. Let's hear part of your story.
Hi, I'm Happy.
I'm Grumpy.
I'm Sally.
We carried the wise men. It was such a great experience. We all got so happy and excited.
Although, sometimes we wondered how wise they really were. Like when they said, saddle up, we're gonna follow a yonder star. You ever followed a star? It's very tricky. It's almost impossible.
But somehow, I blinked my eyes, we were there at Egypt the next day.
And then King Herod wanted to worship the new king.
Yeah, right. King Herod wants to get rid of the baby king because he's jealous and he wants us to walk all over the country to help him.
Right. Anyway, it was a long journey. So to pass the time, we made up songs. That's when things really started happening.
Remember?
Do I really have to sing?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Come on.
Where's someone?
the stop sign back there, you were swerving all over the place, singing that silly song. Hey, you're not from around here, are you? What are you doing?
We're looking for the new king.
What king? We've got a king. We don't need any foreign troublemakers starting revolts about a new king.
See, I told you not to come.
No, the Messiah who is going to save everyone from their sins and make this world make sense again. The king of all kings.
Interesting story, but hey, I've been investigating rumors about that new king for years.
Yeah, we've been waiting for him for centuries. We've almost given up hope.
Where's the king? Here I am! Roar! Sir, you meant no disrespect. Sir, we're speaking of the Messiah, the King of Kings.
You better not be lying. I take my authority very seriously. You depend on me for leadership, and I have to check out any claims to the throne. I have been put in charge, and I won't tolerate imposter taking my place. If you find out anything else, I want to know about it immediately.
Yes, sir.
What are you doing here? You're unclean. You get away.
Well, I know. I just wanted to see what all the noise was about.
On the prowl, because there's a rumor going around about a new king being born.
Yeah, a wise man told us.
Whoa, a new king? I wish I could go see him.
Well, come on, we're looking for him.
I can't. I'm unclean. Nobody wants to be around me. I just stick to myself.
You're right. How silly. Of course they will want you there. See ya.
Thank you.
Wow, that was cool, dude.
Wow, what was that cool light show? It was thumping like a rock concert.
Bah, it was angels. Come in to tell us that the new king is being born. Come on, let's go find him.
Hey, he's just been born. I know where he is. Come on, I'll take you there. Take him to my manger. I'm so moved. Holy. let him in, so he has to sleep in the manger with us.
Dude, that's cold.
Yeah, I know. Let's go on in.
Are you sure?
It's okay. Go on. He won't mind. You two camels.
We're foreigners, not worthy.
You're wrong. He's your king too.
Really? Okay, great.
After you, Your Highness.
No, wait.
The Lion King says I can go see the baby king. The Lion King says I can go see the baby king.
You can, Piggy.
But what if he smells me?
Jesus won't reject you. Jesus loves everybody. So do we. I'll come with you, little buddy.
Really? Okay.
Come on, let's go tell everyone the good news. The true King of Kings is born. Sing with us.
Thank you. That was an amazing production, wasn't it?
怎么样, 完成得挺不错的吧?
The title again, Where is the King?
我们的题目是, 国王在哪里?
Of all the animals our play had tonight, they were missing one animal.
今晚上所有的动物中, 我们好像就少了一只动物。
So I decided to bring this animal with me tonight.
所以今天晚上我带了这只动物来。
You recognize the animal?
你知道这是什么吗?
Chicken, yeah!
是鸡。
Well, there's a common riddle about the chicken.
那有一个很有名的谜语。
Why did the chicken cross the road?
那这一只鸡为什么要过马路?
And the answer is to get to the other side.
那它的答案呢,就是说要到路的另外一边去。
So you ask, well, that seems kind of straightforward, the chicken crossing the road to get to the other side.
所以鸡要过马路,然后其实就是到对面,那不是很简单的答案吗?
This joke is kind of anti-humor.
其实这是一个冷笑话。
It gives us a fact after the question.
它是先给了我们答案,之后再问你问题。
Normally, with a joke or a riddle, you would expect some kind of twist or pun.
那通常呢,你听一个笑话的时候,你会想说,有什么机关,有什么双关语奇怪的地方。
But instead, you get a straight fact.
这个谜语呢,你其实就得到一个真实的答案而已。
Our play tonight, Where is the King?
那今天晚上我们的歌剧呢,是说国王在哪里?
Most of us would know if we come from Western countries or hear about the Christian story.
那我们从西方来的国家呢,大部分的人都有听说到什么是圣诞。
That the king is in the manger.
那这个国王呢,是在这个马槽里。
The king is born in humble surroundings.
那这个国王呢,是在一个很卑微的环境中诞生的。
And there were various domestic animals involved.
那还有好多的家禽陪着他。
Finally, the king is found in the manger.
那最后呢,这个国王呢,是在马槽里被发现的。
Sometimes we take that answer for granted.
有时候我们觉得这个是挺理所当然的答案。
We think, of course, the king is found in the manger. That's the Christmas story.
那当然啦,这个主耶稣是要在马槽里发现的,这就是圣诞的故事嘛。
It's a known fact.
这是一个事实,大家都知道的。
We want a punchline.
那我们呢,是想说有没有一个悬点,有一个重点在当中。
So in the Christmas season,
所以圣诞快要来临的时候,
We make things a lot more complicated and more interesting.
那我们想把说圣诞把它弄得更夸张一点,更兴奋一点。
We bring out Christmas trees.
那我们把圣诞树拿出来。
We bring out Santa Claus.
圣诞老人也出来了。
We bring out jingle bells.
那我们还有铃铃铃。
All kinds of things to complicate Christmas.
那我们这些东西陪衬上的话,那就是圣诞了。
And it's the same with the chicken that crossed the road.
那就好像这只要过马路的鸡一样。
Some people say, well, the chicken crossed the road because he didn't want to end up like this chicken.
那有些人就说,这只鸡呢,它要过马路,因为它不想成为这只鸡。
Yeah. So, why did the chicken cross the road? Because there was a car coming.
那有些人说,那鸡为什么要过马路啊?因为有车来啊。
Why did the chicken cross the road only halfway?
那有些人说,那鸡为什么就走到路中央而已呢?
She wanted to lay it on the line.
因为她要在中间生蛋。
Why did the rubber chicken cross the road?
那这个橡皮鸡为什么要过马路啊?
She wanted to stretch her legs.
她只是想舒展一下她的腿。
Well, Christmas can get pretty complicated like that.
那圣诞呢，可以会变得很复杂。
The simple fact is that Christmas is meant to celebrate the king.
其实呢，圣诞其实很简单，只是要庆祝一个国王。
The king that was born to us.
一个为我们而降生的国王。
Who is this great king?
这位国王到底是谁呢？
The miracle that the Bible describes.
那这个奇迹，这个在圣经里头说的奇迹，
is that the very God of heaven.
这个在天堂的上帝，
the one who created all the animals.
这个创造了所有动物的上帝，
the dog.
这只狗狗。
Let's hear a roof from the dog.
我们小狗可以吠一下吗？
Okay. How about the pig? An oink from the pig. Oink? The camels. What do the camels say?
The spit.
Lion? Where's our lion?
我们的狮子可以吼叫一下吗？
Roar?
What do you say?
I guess they're overacted already.
他们可能已经都累了。
God created us as well.
那所有上的动物都是上帝创造，上帝也创造了我们人。
The Bible tells us that God was all powerful.
这个圣经里头告诉我们，上帝是全能的。
All knowing.
全知的。
And He spoke, and the world was formed.
他创造了这个世界。
And the universe was formed.
还有这个宇宙。
You got to admit that is a great, great God.
你不得不承认这是一个非常全能的神。
Even beyond the universe.
是超出我们的宇宙之外的。
But this God wanted to tell his creation that he loved them.
但是这位上帝想要告诉他的被造者，他非常的爱我们。
If I wanted to tell the pig I loved them, I would have to become a pig.
如果我想要告诉一只告诉一只猪我很爱它，我就要变成一只猪。
Or if I wanted to speak the camel's language, it would be better that I become a camel.
那我想要跟这个骆驼讲话的话，我应该要变成骆驼才行。
So God Himself.
所以上帝他自己。
The God that was so great.
这个全能的上帝。
Made Himself so small.
把自己变得这么渺小，
as to be born in a lowly manger，
在这么卑微的环境当中降生了，
amongst his creation，
在他所有他所创造的生命当中，
the pigs, the camels, the sheep, all these animals, us，
猪骆驼还有其他的动物还有我们，
us who were the highest animal in creation.
在创造受创造的动物人是最高级的。
God became a human being.
上帝道成了肉身变成我们。
Giving the highest honor to us as human beings.
给了我们最大的荣耀。
Where is the king?
这个国王到底在哪里？
The question has been asked several times tonight.
我们已经问了好几次了，今晚上。
We know the king came, God himself, to be born in a lowly manger.
我们知道这个上帝他道成了肉身，降生在这个马槽里。
The Bible tells us this.
这个圣经告诉我们。
But he came to tell us his story.
他来是想要告诉我们他的故事。
His story that he was bringing about a new kingdom.
他要给我们带来一个新的国度。
And that mankind could be released from the bondage of sin.
那我们全人类可以脱离罪的捆绑。
Jesus grew up amongst his peers.
主耶稣在他的同伴当中成长。
He lived a perfect life.
他的生命是完全的，完美的。
And then he died upon a cross.
然后他在十字架上为我们而死。
Because he loved us.
因为他爱我们,
God required that sin be paid for with blood.
上帝需要用血来赎我们的罪。
Jesus did that for us.
主耶稣为我们成就了这一事。
So Jesus came at Christmas so that he could go at Easter.
所以主耶稣在圣诞的时候降生了，所以他要成就。
Jesus came so that he could go.
主耶稣来是因为他要离去。
And when he went, he promised that he would send his Holy Spirit.
他去的时候，他应许我们要把圣灵带到我们当中。
And that Holy Spirit could dwell within our hearts.
那圣灵可以住在我们的心里面。
If we would believe in what he has accomplished for us.
如果我们相信他为我们成就了这一切。
Revelations chapter 3 verse 19 and 20 says this.
启示录3章19到20节这么说。
Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me.
凡事我所爱的，我就责备管教。所以你要热心，也要悔改。看哪，我在门外敲门。如果有人听见我的声音，就开门的。我要进到他那里去，我要跟他在一起，他也要跟我在一起吃饭。
Where is the king?
国王在哪里？
He's not just laying in the manger now.
他现在已经不在马槽里了。He's
not gone into the heavens now.
他现在已经在天堂里。By
his Holy Spirit, he says that he will come and indwell us.
那他差遣了圣灵在我们的心中。Revelation
3 says he knocks at the door of our hearts.
启示录3章说他在敲我们的心门。If
we believe in God,
如果我们相信神,
if we trust the work that he's accomplished for us,
如果我们相信他为我们所成就的大事,
he says that he will come and be with us and fellowship with us.
他说他将会与我们同在，与我们有相交的关系。
Ezekiel 36:26 says this.
以西结书36章26节这么说,
I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh.
我也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉实心，赐给你们肉心。The
Bible is a very unique book.
圣经是一本很独特的书。It
tells us of how we as human beings can have a relationship with this living God.
他教导我们怎么样跟我们的上帝有一个密切的关系。
This God that is beyond the universe.
这个超出宇宙万物的神。
That created this universe.
他创造了这个宇宙。
And who loves us dearly.
他也非常的爱我们。
So much did he love us that he was willing to become part of us, part of creation.
他爱我们爱到什么地步呢? 爱到他愿意来到我们的当中，与我们在一起。
To communicate that great love to us.
他要告诉我们他这份这么大的爱。
John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
约翰福音3章16节，他说：“神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。”
Why did the chicken cross the road?
这只鸡为什么要过马路？
To get to the other side.
因为他要到另外一边去。
Where is the king?
这位国王在哪里？
The king resides here.
这位国王在我们的心里面。
In our hearts.
在我们的心里面。
The Bible tells us so.
因为圣经告诉我们。
Romans 10:9-10.
罗马书十章九到十节。
If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess and are saved.
你若口里认耶稣为主，心里相信。 神使他从死人中复活，就必得救。因为心里相信，就必称义；用口承认，就必得救。经上说：“所有信靠他的人，必不至失望。” Perhaps
you're here tonight.
也许你今天在这里。
And you've heard the Christmas story in a unique way.
你今天晚上听到了圣诞的另外一个版本。
Maybe it was the lion's roar.
可能是狮子的吼叫,
maybe it was the chicken that crossed the street.
也许是一只鸡要过马路,
but more so, I hope it was God's word speaking to your hearts tonight.
最重要的，其实我希望上帝的话语在你的心中动工。
God says that He sends His Holy Spirit to knock on the doors of our hearts.
上帝说，他差遣圣灵，在希望打开我们的心门。
God says He loves us.
上帝说他爱我们。
But with love, love has to be received.
这一份爱是需要你接受的。
The question is, are you willing to receive that love tonight?
但是问题是，你愿意接受这份爱吗？
The offer stands.
我们邀请你。
The invitation stands.
诚意地邀请你。
God is knocking at the door of our hearts tonight.
上帝在敲我们每一个人的心门。
Will we invite Him in?
当我们邀请他进来的时候,
I want to give opportunity for you to receive Christ as Savior and as Lord in your life tonight.
我希望给你一个机会接受主耶稣成为你个人的救主。
I would like us to all bow our heads.
让我们一起低头。
And I'm going to lead us in a prayer.
我来领大家做一个祷告。
And perhaps if this prayer opens your heart in way of saying, yes, this is definitely a prayer I would want to pray.
如果这个也是你的祷告。
In receiving Jesus Christ as Lord.
希望接受耶稣成为你的救主。
Receiving not only His birth, but also His death. Upon a cross for our sins.
我们不但是接受他的诞生, 也相信他为我们而死。
You can pray along with me.
你可以跟我一起做这个祷告。
For those of you that know Jesus Christ as Savior,
那如果你已经认识主耶稣的,
pray for those around you that might not.
为你身边的还没有接受到这份礼物的, 朋友们祷告。
Let me pray this prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Dear Jesus,
主耶稣,
we thank you so much for your death on a cross for our sins.
我们谢谢你为我们的罪被钉在这个十字架上。
We thank you that being very God, you descended to become one of us as human beings.
你这全能的神, 你竟然愿意下来为我们的罪。
To be born in a manger.
为我们的罪。 降生在这卑微的马槽当中,
to so humble yourself that anyone can receive you.
你谦卑你自己, 是希望你可以邀请所有的人来到你的面前。
From a young child to an old man,
从一个婴孩到一个成年人,
all is needed is to repent of one sin.
我们所需要的就只有一件事，需要悔改。
To say, I want to follow you, Lord.
是说，主耶稣，我要跟随你。Lord,
I want to do that tonight.
主耶稣，我希望做这个决定。I
want to receive you as our Savior and as my Lord.
我希望你进到我的心中，成为我的救主，成为我的上帝。To
save me from the guilt of my sin.
除去我一切的罪孽。Amen. Amen.
I want you to keep your heads bowed at this point. And if you've prayed that prayer in sincerity, I would like to see you to respond tonight and saying, yes, Pastor, I've made that commitment and I've responded to receive Jesus as my Savior. And as the heads are bowed, we'd like you to raise your hand to say that.
我们希望, 在场的所有人呢能够低头。那如果你今天晚上跟我一起做了这个祷告呢，我希望在所有人低头的时候，你可以举一举手，让我看到。
We give you a minute or two to do that.
我们给你一两分钟的时间。
It's a life-changing decision.
这一个是完全改变生命的决定。
To receive Jesus as your Savior and as your Lord tonight.
接受主耶稣成为你的救主。
If that is your desire tonight, you can raise your hand tonight and just keep it up so I can see it.
如果这是你今天晚上的祷告，我希望你能够举起手，让我知道。
Okay, I see.That hand, I see that hand. See that hand?
看到了，看到了。
Okay, you can put your hands down.
你可以把手放下。
Anyone else?
还有其他的人吗？看到，谢谢。
Okay. See that hand? That's great, guys. See those hands? Okay, up in the balcony. That's great.Thank you, guys. Okay, you can
谢谢
put your hands down.
谢谢
Okay, we'll have everybody stand together tonight.
我们请大家站立
And Irene, is that it for our program tonight? These guys are going to close for us.
我们的主持
会
为我们
Our MCs. Our MCs.Close for us tonight.
Okay.
They have something else they're going to say to us. Maybe after these guys have done their bit. Should we have everybody sit back down then? Okay. Let's sit back down and these guys come up.
请大家先坐下。
Thank you very much for coming to spend the evening with us.
We have prepared some refreshments. We would like to invite all of you to enjoy some refreshments with us.
You can also meet all actors and actresses there.
Thanks again, everyone. Remember, Jesus loves you all.
Have
a
Merry
Christmas.
Good night, everyone.
Okay, I'm assuming that's my cue to come back up, Irene. Where did my... Stephanie, do you want to come back up too? For those that have made commitments here tonight,
那些已经今天晚上决志的朋友
we feel it's very important that you make some motion in way of coming to Jesus.
我们希望你有很具体的行动
so
来到主耶稣的面前
I'm going to ask you to be really bold and just come and stand in the front here tonight
我可以请你们到前面来吗
so I want you ones that stuck your hands up even up on the balcony if you can come down and just stand in the front we're going to take you out through this door here into the connections room so you're not going to be able to eat right away
如果刚才你已经邀请主耶稣接受他成为你的救主呢可以请你到前面来吗
And
我们之后会有 Usher 带你们从另外一个门到另外一边去
In this room we're not going to do anything very scary
那我们剩下的人呢不用担心
We just want to get your names and addresses
我们只是想要要你的名字跟地址
We want to follow you up
我们只是想要跟你
And follow up, talk with you about some things.
我们要继续跟你沟通。
So, if you can kind of be so bold as to stand and just come to the front here.
我们可以邀请刚才有举手的。
Kids as well, don't be shy, kids.
举手的朋友们，可以请你们到前面来吗？你刚刚有举手的话，可以请你们到前面来。楼上的可以下来。
So when we go, we got some counselors too. I want some of our counselors to come up to the front.
我们请我们的陪谈员也上来好吗？
And we're gonna go out this side door here. Those of us that are in the front, you can follow me and Stephanie.
那在前面的我们可以跟着我们从旁门那边出去。
So don't worry about the language. We have people that speak Mandarin and Cantonese and English.
我们都会有讲国语、广东话还有英文的，所以不用担心语言的问题。
Just the important thing is that you follow us out to over to Connections to talk to us briefly. The rest of us, we're going to be dismissing you out to go downstairs to eat some snacks, socialize.
那其他的人呢，你们可以移步到楼下，我们有点心的招待，我们大家可以交流交流。
About 5 minutes, we'll send your kids or your family member back downstairs to come and find you.
Oh, 如果在上面的小朋友呢，等一下5分钟之后就可以去找爸爸妈妈了，到楼下去。
Okay, let's go through this door. Follow Stephanie here.